So there is something that many of you may or may not know about being a preacher at St. Paul's. And that is, at the 9 o'clock service, we only normally have 3 of the 4 readings, and the preacher is usually the one who gets to choose which reading will be included. Well, today, for the 9 o'clock service, I picked the Proverbs text to be read over the James text, mainly because the James text starts out like this. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. And today, being the first day of Sunday school, I didn't really want to scare off any of our new Sunday school teachers. But all joking aside, today is a wonderful day in the life of St. Paul's. This week we celebrate as the Christian education and music programs essentially kick off our school year. The past few weeks have marked a time in many people's lives where reality begins to sink in fast. Our vacations are over, and it's back to the grind, back to the regular routine of school or work. No more beach house, homework, long bus rides. But again, it's also a rhythm for us. We're back into a rhythm. And in a way, we're back into a rhythm at church, too. Although we have programs, events, and experiences throughout the summer, we find ourselves here this week starting our regular routines, our regular classes, choir, specialty groups, weekly or monthly meetings. Today at coffee hour, we greeted new friends, both old and new. Today at coffee hour, we also welcomed our newest members, and we welcomed back some of you travelers who were gone all summer. And by the end of tonight, we will have seen this week over 150 people under the age of 18 walk through these doors and leave with a new Sunday school lesson, new choir piece, or new friend from the Episcopal Youth Community Choir Program and Children's Program. That's pretty darn exciting. Over 150 children. And I think it's kind of neat that we are coming back into this rhythm here at church today. And also, our scripture lessons teach us something that many of us learned a long time ago back in Sunday school. And if you know it, say it with me. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. All of us have been to Sunday school at one point in our lives, I see. Of course, in an age when we pay people millions of dollars to do the exact opposite, sometimes it's hard to grasp this concept today. Perhaps it should be, if you can't say anything nice, you might get rich and famous. I must admit, I get sort of jaded by it all. It's really hard to escape the negativity. We can barely turn on the news or radio without hearing people's opinions or negative thoughts about other people and about other issues. And especially in a time of national election, things are just intensified. It might almost feel as if there is no part of our society today that hasn't been infected with harmful or hateful words. And yes, even in the church, we too can get carried away by the negativity. We too can fall in line with those harmful or hateful words. But the Bible makes it clear today that words have power, and that we must be observant and respectful of those words and of that power. One of the common themes in the book of Proverbs has to do with the contrast between the wise and the unwise. Proverbs 11 tells us that it is foolish to speak scornfully of others, and that if we're smart, we'll keep quiet, the wise and the unwise. We also see in Proverbs that the heart of the righteous one weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The wise has heart, and the unwise has a mouth. In this morning's text, wisdom is personified as a woman crying out in the streets to anyone who is wise enough to listen. And I'm afraid that's a part of our problem today. I know it's a problem with me. We don't want to listen to anybody else. Oftentimes, I find myself, having less heart and more mouth. But Lady Wisdom in Proverbs makes it clear that we will never hear and we will never heed the truth as long as we're running our mouths. We will never hear and we will never heed the truth so long as we're running our mouths. To listen properly, we must do just that. We must listen. We must be silent. I started by sort of joking that I didn't want to use the James text at all today, but there is a part of it that is very important. It reads, "Look at ships, though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. Also, the tongue is a small member of the body, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. How great a forest is set ablaze by just one small fire." It's time to heed, to respect. And friends, in this time when we go back to school, back to work, back to the daily grind, and also in this time of heated politics and heated debates, I encourage you to take it easy and to go back to our Sunday school basics. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. To practice the love of God and the love of neighbor, let us remember these timeless words of St. Francis. Preach the gospel at all times, and only use words if necessary. Preach the gospel at all times, and only use words if necessary. Amen.